sections, like I've heard a lot about West Mobile's in the Ridge White section. Is that true in Mobile? All right, I'm giving some others like that.
Yeah, well, you have, this part, Colleton is in, excuse me, it's called the Davis Avenue Community. And you just want the names of them, or you want to know something about them?
I would like to know the name of the community, whether it's black or white, and whether you could designate whether it's lower class, middle class, or upper class.
Okay. This community is the is considered the Davis Avenue Community, and you are specifically in a Congress Street neighborhood.
In a what?
Congress Street neighborhood.
Oh, okay, within the Davis Street.
Within the Davis Avenue Community. Okay, the community is predominantly black, probably 99 to 100% black. The income would be predominantly low income. The community, this immediate neighborhood is basically substandard in terms of housing, in terms of indoor plumbing and this type of thing, in terms of street space and what have you. Okay, the general Davis Avenue community is considered low income, although there are a few families that whose income may not be considered low according to the scales. The general community is black, and I wouldn't say that it is a changing community. It's pretty stable in terms of that. Can you have your, after you cross Broad Street here, you enter in the Central Business District, and it is about, the closer you get to the downtown area, the more whites you have, but as far as residents are concerned, it is a small neighborhood, and it is about, I would imagine, 60-40 black.
But you said that the closer you get downtown, the more whites you get?
Yeah.
Isn't that unusual?
No, in terms of, because you after you get down here, you have a new area called the Tante Square, and you have a lot of whites that are moving back into that area, and they are renovating those old houses.
Well, but it is a bit unusual to have for an average city.
But generally, all of the community that surrounds the downtown area, except that little pocket there, is predominantly black.
All right, okay. And that pocket is people who are renovating antebellum homes or developed?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Colonial type thing.
Yeah. And they're people with money to play with, right?
Yeah.
You have to be, I guess.
Yeah. And I tend to disagree with people that think, that say that the richer white families in West Mobile, your higher middle income whites in West Mobile,
okay.
Your higher, your what I consider the aristocracy in terms of the white families are still located in the old Church Street community. Now this is an old community that dates way back. They these people have old homes. They've been there. If there's any such thing as what they call blue bloods,
then
you will find them in that.
Yeah, the Church Street community.
Church Street community, right. Now the people who have a lot of floating capital, a lot of loose money floating around, you know, who might be your bankers or your doctors and this type of thing, they are who are just coming into, you might say, income, right, would be in West Mobile, but the old land, people are still right here in the Central Business area, right? Right. As a matter of fact, after you cross Spring Hill Avenue, you find a lot of families that have been there 50, 75 years. You know,
That's really interesting, and they don't want to...
They ain't going nowhere. They ain't going nowhere.
All right. What are some more... Well, what I'm really interested in is these... Black designations for neighborhoods like Crosstown.
Okay. Well, the Davis Avenue community is the Crosstown community.
That's Crosstown. That's here.
You are now Crosstown.
All right. Okay.
Whenever you say, regardless of where you are, you say, hey, I'm going Crosstown, know where you're going. You're going to Davis Avenue community.